If you had known Lila Hyman when she was in her 20s, you would have said she was your perfect right-brain person, working as a curator at the New Orleans Museum of Art. After the stint at NOMA, she moved on to Washington and the Smithsonian Institution's Museum of American History. And then it was up to New York, where, it seems, her brain took a decidedly left-hand turn.
I was in the museum world for about 10 years, and I started to feel the need to have a more personal connection with the people I was working with. And from that feeling, I started doing volunteer work, teaching literacy, and also volunteering at Rikers Island.
The experience at New York's huge Rikers Island prison system resulted in Lila deciding to get a social work degree. With her left brain's logic and critical thinking leading her on, she opted to specialize in services for the homeless. Upon graduation, she landed a job in Grand Central Station.
The training was very good. We had no less than 300 people every day, and it was a drop-in center. So my task there was to separate the people who were chronically mentally ill from the general population for purposes of safety. So I spent, about 5 years just doing psychosocial evaluations all day long, 5 days a week, which is the greatest way to learn how to do the process. And it's the greatest interaction that you could ever have with humanity because you just meet everyone.
In 2005, Lila moved to Charlottesville, Virginia to get married. She found work as a part-time independent psychiatric evaluator. Now, as the mother of a 4-year-old son, it remains the perfect job, allowing her and her family to travel often to New Orleans to visit her Covington-based sister, Joan.
My sister and I run a family charitable giving foundation that since 2005 has been much more intensively focused on New Orleans for obvious reasons. We've been a pretty big presence in Lafayette Parish, where we grew up, and we made a concerted effort in 2005 to center more of our programs and our fundraising efforts on New Orleans.
So what could be a better project for both sides of Lila's brain than for the foundation to open an art gallery on Julia Street?
The way that we operate is our foundation curates exhibitions of the artwork of artists from all over the world so far, and all of our proceeds go to charitable giving organizations like the Louisiana Alzheimer's Association, Project Elevate, CASA. Lead Safe Louisiana is a recent addition to our roster, and Stomp the Violence is another one that we're very excited about.
Lila says the public response to the foundation's philosophy of supporting a charity through art sales has been terrific. But what about the artists?
The way our relationship with artists is structured is that generally the artist will get 50% of the proceeds from the sales from the exhibition or the store, with the other 50% or our half going directly to charitable organizations. So what we've tried to do with operating in this philosophy is that the ones who benefit the most are obviously the creators of the artwork, the artists, and the beneficiary organizations. So it's thus far has been viewed as a win-win situation for artists.
To read more about the Hyman Foundation's Julia Street Gallery, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE, NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.